Back on Downtown Friday afternoon, and it's time for the High School Report, brought to you by Sweats Tire and First National Bank. We welcome in our friend Mark Calden from Eastern Maine Sports. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Rich. We're in the stretch run here.
Boy, we sure are. It is caught up on us quickly here, but those colder temps kind of let us know what time of year it is. And, well, with that cold weather, the games get more and more important.
Yeah, they do. We got a couple of state championship games in the eight-man divisions this weekend, and everybody else is we're down to the final stretch there.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the eight-man small conference state championship game. Stearns takes on Old Orchard Saturday afternoon. What do you think in that one?
Yeah, well, I mean, Old Orchard's a powerhouse, definitely, no doubt about that. But so is it Stearns. You know, they just taking care of everybody. Holden's a pretty good team, and they just rolled over them easily. You know, the only loss for them was to a Greeley team that is in a state game. So you know, they're really, really tough, and it's going to be a fun game. I would expect a shootout there. I mean, Old Orchard does their thing, and, you know, but they haven't had the competition that Stearns had either.
The other championship game, an eight-player large conference tomorrow, Mount Ararat Greeley. Let's take a look, though, at some of the playoff games coming up tonight, including, a Bangor team playing their best football late in the season have made it to the championship game against Portland tonight.
Yeah. I mean, Portland, you know, everybody's going to look at them as a favorite, which is understandable. But Bangor's won four straight. You know, playing your best ball at the right time, right? And you know, it wouldn't surprise me if Bangor won tonight, even though Portland is definitely the favorite. You know, they're a powerhouse. But kudos to Bangor and Coach Morris for what they've done.
And in Class B, Lawrence taking on Falmouth at 6 o'clock tonight down at Coney.
Yeah, I mean, Falmouth, what a defense they've had all year, as good as you get in the state. You know, Lawrence will be up to the challenge, but that's going to be a good one at Coney.
And let's look at a couple games coming up tomorrow. Class C North, Herman taking on Madomic Valley over at Hamden at 2:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, I'll be at the two games at Herman, at Hamden tomorrow. This should be fun. Herman's definitely strong, and I would think they're the slight favorite, but Madomic Valley's got this freshman, Ruiz, that, you don't usually see a freshman like him at the football, football and high school football. I mean, you see it in dominating freshmen in basketball and, other baseball, softball, other sports, but, I mean, he is really, really tough, and he, next 4 years, he's going to play to watch. So, but I do, Coach Gallant got Coach of the Year and in the conference, and I expect them to be favored, but that's going to be a fun game to watch.
And a heck of a game tomorrow morning at Hamden as Foxcroft meets Winslow for the Class D North title.
Yeah, Winslow's going to try to control the time of possession and keep the ball out of the strong Ponies offense out of their hands. And, that's going to be kind of their way to try to pull off the upset. And that's going to be interesting to see if they can do it.
Also, a shout-out to my former roommate, Jay Kemble, getting a state championship last weekend with the Bangor girls soccer team.
That's very impressive. A lot of fun soccer, soccer and field hockey this season. Covered a lot of it. I was at a couple games last weekend. And congratulations to him and the Bangor team and to all the teams. Saw some exciting games over to Herman, the eight player games I was at last weekend. So it was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, it's that time of year, some championship games and excitement all around in high school sports as we wrap it up this week and next. Mark, we appreciate you making time for us on this Friday afternoon. Have fun at Hamden tomorrow, and we'll check in with you next Friday.
Excellent. Thanks for having me, Rich.